اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.
I want to translate one of the very very beautiful letter of Amir al-Mu'minin. The history of this letter is that Muawiyah, he wrote a letter, sent a letter to Amir al-Mu'minin. And in that letter, he mentioned some fada'il for Khulafa and for Bani Umayyah. He may wanted to receive the response of Amir al-Mu'minin, because Amir al-Mu'minin absolutely didn't accept such a fada'il for Khulafa. And then he showed to people, Ali rejected all of the fada'il for Bani Umayyah and Khulafa and make another fitna. Amir al-Mu'minin replied the letter in very beautiful method. I want to translate this letter. Sayyid Razi, the one who collected the letters and speech of Amir al-Mu'minin, he said that this letter is one of the most interesting letter of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wa salam.
Wa
huwa min mahasin al-kutub. I only want to translate only some part of this letter. I will explain. Said amma ba'd, it means after the hamd and thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقد اتاني كتابك تذكر استفاء الله محمدا صلى الله عليه واله وسلم لدينه
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.
I receive your letter which you mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Rasulullah as the prophet for his religion. وتأييده إياه بمن أيده من أصحابه. Also you mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped Rasulullah through those companions who helped him. فَلَقَدْ خَبَّأَ لَنَا الدَّهْرُ مِنْكَ أَجَبًا. It means that what a surprise the word, what a surprise the letter you sent to me. Why? فَلَقَدْ خَبَّأَ لَنَا الدَّهْرُ مِنْكَ أَجَبًا. About you have remained concealed from us. إِذْ تَفِقْتَ تُخْبِرُنَا بِبَلَاءِ اللَّهِ عِنْدَنَا. Since you have started telling us about Allah's blessing for us. وَنِعْمَتِهِ عَلَيْنَا فِي نَبِيِّنَا. And also you telling us about the ni'mat and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us through our prophet. فكنت في ذلك كناقل التمر إلى الحجر. You in this matter are like the person who carries date to Hajar. Hajar was the city in Bahrain. It was the center of dates, khurma, rutab. You are like a stupid businessman. You bought a date and brought to center of the date in this city. فكن صلوا على محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أو داعي مسدده إلى النضال. And you are like the person who challenges his own supervisor to a duel in archery. And it means that you are telling about the ni'man and you are teaching me why I am the first person who became Muslim after Rasulullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named me as the soul and nafs of Rasulullah. And you are saying a stupid businessman. And then Amir al-Mu'minin continue. وزعمت ان افضل الناس في الاسلام فلانون و فلان. And you think that so and so are the most distinguished person in Islam. فذكرت امرا ان تم اعتزلت كله. And you have said that such a thing, which if it be true, you have nothing to do with it. Yeah, we say in Farsi something, we say Turasanana. There is no relation between those strong statement and you. فَذَكَرْتَ أَمْرًا إِنْ تَمَّا اِعْتَزَلَكَ كُلُّهُ. You have nothing to do with it. وَإِنْ نَقَسَى لَمْ يَلْحَقَّ ثَلْمُهُ. But if it be not so, then its defects will not affect you. It means that you are not from Ansar, not from Muhajirin. It means that you are not Muslim. Because the Muslims, some of them are Muhajirin, they move from Mecca to Medina, and some of them Ansar, they were in Medina. You are not from Mecca, not from Medina. And there is no relation between you and such a statement. وَمَا أَنْتَ وَالْفَاضِلُ وَالْمَفْضُولُ. And what are you to do with the question of who is better and who is worth? وَالسَّائِسَ وَالْمَسُوسِ. And who is the ruler and who is the rule? You are very smaller than to understanding such a concept. وَمَا لِلْتُلَقَاءِ وَأَبْنَاءِ التُلَقَاءِ. And what have the freed ones and their sons? Tulaqa are the people who became Muslim after fighting Rasulullah in Mecca. Abu Sufyan and his son and some of the mushrikeen, they fighted with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Rasulullah wanted to arrest him, when Rasulullah occupied all of the land of Mecca and victory in Mecca, they said, okay, we are Muslim. We become. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Rasulullah permission to kill them or forgive them. Rasulullah said, you are free. Tulaqa is the special name for those persons who became Muslim at the last moment. It means that you are not Ansar, not Muhajirin, you are from Tulaqa. You became Muslim by force. And وَمَا لِلْتُلَقَاءِ وَأَبْنَاءِ التُلَقَاءِ وَالتَّمْيِيزِ بَيْنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ. To do with distinguish between the مهاجرين and أنصار وترتيب درجاتهم وتعريف طبقاتهم and determining their position or talking about their ranks. And then it means that your father is Abu Sufyan. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. شيخنا تفضل. شيخنا تفضل هير. بليز صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اوا كونتينيو صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اوا اهلا وسهلا. يا الله. يس. Send another salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. وَمَا لِلْتُلَقَاءِ وَأَبْنَاءِ التُلَقَاءِ. What have the freed ones and their son وَالتَّمْيِيزِ بَيْنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ to do with distinguishing between the first muhajirin and ansar وَتَرْتِيبِ دَرَجَاتِهِمْ and determining their position وَتَعْرِيفِ طَبَقَاتِهِمْ and talking about their rank. Your mother is Hind who eat the liver of the Hamza the Sayyid al-Shahada in battle of Uhud. And your father is Abu Sufyan. And then Rasulullah, Amir al-Mu'minin continued that Allah tarba wa ayyuhal insana ala dhal'ik. O man, why do you not see your own lameness? Wa ta'rifu qusuru dhar'ik. And why don't you know your limit, your border? وَتَتَأَخَّرَ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَكَ الْقَادْرُ. Why do not you realize the shortness of your measure? And then, فَمَا عَلَيْكَ غَلَبَةُ الْمَغْلُوبُ وَلَا لَكَ ذَفَرُ الظَّافِرُ. You have no concern in the defeat of the defeated or the victory of the victory. And then وَإِنَّكَ لَذَحَّابٌ فِطْيَةٌ. This is the level of your understanding. It means that you are wandering in confusion and straying from the right path. And then Amir al-Mu'minin continued that لِكُلِّ فَضْلٌ حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتُشْهِدَ شَهِيدُنَا قِيلَ سَيِّدُ الشُّهَدَى. Amir al-Mu'minin count some fada'il of Ahl al-Bayt. This is your fada'il, Bani Umayyah. And let us to talk to you about fada'il of Ahl al-Bayt. He didn't want to reject the fada'il which mentioned in his letter, because he make another fitnah. He talk in another way. Let me to talk to you about the fada'il of Ahl al-Bayt and the statement of Rasulullah about the Ahl al-Bayt, about the Bani Hashim also. He said that أَنَّ قَوْمًا اسْتَشْحُدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ. Do you not realize it? I am not giving you any news. I am just recounting Allah's bounty. Namely that a number of people from among the Muhajirin and Ansar, they martyr in the way of Allah. لِكُلِّن فَضْلٌ حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتُشْهِدَ شَهِيدُنَا قِيلَ سَيِّدُ الشُّهَدَى. But when one of us became shaheed, Rasulullah called him as Sayyidu Shuhada, as the master of Shuhada. وَخَسَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ بِسَبْئِينَ تَكْبِيرَةً إِنْدَ صَلَاتِهِ عَلَيْهِ. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him 70 times Allahu Akbar when he want to recite Salat al-Janazah. Because the Salat al-Janazah has only 5 takbir. Rasulullah only for Hamzat Sayyid al-Shuhada recited 70 times Allahu Akbar. And we have a riwayat that, and for any 5 takbirs of Rasulullah, a group of angels came down and they performed prayer behind Rasulullah. And during 70 times takbir of Rasulullah, 14 groups of angels came and they performed prayer behind Rasulullah, performed the prayer of the janazah. And also Rasulullah command people to do not move the body of Hamza. And Hamza not going to the Jannatul Baqi. Should bury it here in the battle of the Uhud. And then we have some statements, some references that Fatima to Zahra, Salamullah alayha. She used to go to Ziyarat of Hamza to Sayyid al-Shuhada every Monday. And she make a tasbih with the dust of grave of Hamza to Sayyid al-Shuhada. This is the mention in Kitab Makarim al-Akhlaq. And Rasulullah, when he came back to Medina, he heard crying from the houses of Ansar. And Hamza was from Muhajirin. And the house of Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada was very quiet. And Rasulullah said, why nobody cry for Hamza? And some women came to the house of Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada and they cried for him. And after that, crying for the people who died became a sunnah. This is mentioned by Waqidi. And then Amir al-Mu'minin continued that, أَوْ لَا تَوَلَا تَرَى أَنَّ قَوْمًا قُتَّعَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ فَضْلٍ. It means that, do you not know that a number of people lost their hand in the different battles. And then, but everyone has fast, has distinguished. But hatta idha fu'ila biwahidina kama fu'ila biwahidihim. When the same thing occurred to one of us, qila at-tayyaru fil jannati bidhul janahain. And Rasulullah said he was given the name, the flyer in paradise. And the two wings. And Rasulullah, because about the Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, he was martyred in Muta, and both of his hand quoted, and Rasulullah came to his wife Asma and gave her this glad tiding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Hamza two wings instead of his hand, and he is able to fly in the heaven and skies of Jannah. And Asma requested Rasulullah to announce to everyone. Rasulullah went to masjid and went to onto the member and said that Allah inna Ja'far qad istushhida. Know that Ja'far became shaheed. وَقَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ جَنَاحَيْنِ يَتِيرُ بِهِمَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him two wings instead of in his hand, and he is able to fly in the heavens of Jannah, in the sky of Jannah. And وَلَوْلَا مَا نَحَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مِنْ تَزْكِيَةِ الْمَرْءِ نَفْسَهُ. If Allah had not forbidden self-praise and gassing, لَذَكَرَ ذَاكِرٌ فَضَائِلٌ جَمَّهُ. The writer would have mentioned unnumbered distinction. تَعْرِفُهَا قُلُوبُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Which are the heart of mu'mineen knows those distinguished, those fadail for Ahl al-Bayt. وَلَا تَمُجُّهَا آذَانُ السَّامِئِينَ. And which the ears of hearers do not wish to forget. فَدَأَنْكَ مَنْ مَالَتْ بِهِ الرَّمِيَّةِ. Leave those whose arrows miss the mark. فَإِنَّا سَنَاءُ رَبَّنَا وَالنَّاسُ بَعْدُ سَنَاءٌ لَنَا. This is a very famous statement of Amir al-Mu'minin. It means that we are the direct recipient of our Lord's favors, while others receive favors from us after that. Or we guided directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other mu'mineen guided by our guidance. We guided by guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, but the people guided by our statement, by our efforts. And some people, they make a discussion about this statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and some of them, so it means that the a'imma are a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people are a slave of a'imma alayhim salatu wa salam. Imam Rida alayhi salatu wa salam, he has a beautiful hadith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You can find this hadith in Uyun Akhbar al-Rida, Abu Salt Hiravi. He came to Imam Rida alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said, people say that the a'imma are a slave of Allah and we are a slave of a'imma. إِنَّكُمْ تَدَدْعُونَ أَنَّ النَّاسَ لَكُمْ عَبِيدٌ. You believe that, you as Imam, believe that all of the people are our slaves. Imam alayhi salam became very upset and said, اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض. Oh Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and earth. عالم الغيب والشهادة. You know everything. أنت شاهد. You are witness. بأني لم أقل ذلك قد. I never say such a statement. ولا سمعت أحدا من آبائي. And I never heard from one of my fathers. وأنت العالم بما لنا من الظالم من المظالم عند هذه الأمة وأن هذه منها. And you know such a zulm, like those things some people they actually distribute, and they say that I'm alayhim salam said, we never say such a thing. And we are a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of the statement of Amir al-Mu'minin is that the a'imma alayhim salam are responsible to guide people. And they appointed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمِنَّا النَّبِيِّ وَمِنْكُمْ الْمُكَذَّبِ. Among you is the, among us is the prophet, while among you is the one who denied prophethood, who wanted to reject the prophet and nabuwwat, like Abu Jahl. وَمِنَّا أَسَدُ اللَّهِ وَمِنْكُمْ أَسَدُ الْأَحْلَافِ. Among us is the lion of Allah, is Amir al-Mu'mineen, while among you is the lion of the Ahlaf, is the one who make the gather people to make contract against Islam. We try to strengthen Islam, make a strong Islam, but you, from you and the people of your side, trying to make contract with others, like the Battle of Ahzab, against Islam. And وَمِنْ نَاسِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ Among us, the two masters of the youth of paradise, وَمِنْكُمْ سَبِيَّةُ النَّارِ While among you are the children of hell. And Mufassirin talk about this. It means that the Amir al-Mu'mini want to mention and indicate Aqabat ibn Abi Mu'id. Aqabat ibn Abi Mu'id, in the Battle of Badr, he was killed and then said to Rasulullah, Man lissabiyyatu ya Muhammad? What happened for my children? Rasulullah said that, An-nar, fire of the hell. It means that you kill a lot of mu'mineen and you didn't think about their children, their family, and now you ask me what happened for my family. You are concerned about your family, and your family is like you. They follow your footsteps. And after that, the Walid ibn Uqba, his sons, he was became the another people of hell, because this is the son of this person. وَمِنَّا خَيْرُ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ وَمِنْكُمْ حَمَّالَةُ الْحَتَبِ Among us is the best woman of the world, Fatima al-Zahra, salamu allahu alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. While among you is the carrier of firewood, is the حَمَّالَةُ الْحَتَبِ, is the wife of Abu Jahl. And في كثير مما لنا وعليكم. And there is a lot of fada'il for us. And against our fada'il, there are a lot of people. They fought with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were enemies of Islam. If I want to continue, this is a very large letter, but let me to recite one hadith and finish the discussion. The hadith you may mention, but let me to give you the reference of this hadith. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume 7, page 142. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the last moment he was in this material life, he said, Ya Fatima, ama tardayna an takuni sayyidatu nisa'i al-alamin aw sayyidatu nisa'i hadhihi al-ummah. And in another one, another hadith in Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal and in Mustadrak Hakim Nishaburi, he said, Ya Fatima, ama tardayna an takuni sayyidatu nisa'il alamin. Amir al-Mu'min indicating to this beautiful hadith. So Muawiyah, when he wrote this book, he wanted to receive the response of Amir al-Mu'minin. Amir al-Mu'minin may say something against the Khulafa and then show the people and make another fitna. Amir al-Mu'minin, instead of saying those things against the Khulafa, he mentioned some fada'il of Ahl Bayt and said, you are not from Muhajirin side, not from Ansar side. You are not the right people, right person to talk about the fada'il of Muslimin. And it means that you became Muslim at the last moment by force in Mecca. And your father is clear who is your father is Abu Sufyan. Your mother is Hind, and Hammalat al-Hatab is your aunt. This is your whole family. But the Rasulullah is our jad. Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, called Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen. Yes? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa sallam. Al-Hasan al-Hussein, they call as the master of the youth in paradise. This is our family, that's your family. And you are not Muslim, so you are not the right person to talk even about Muslims. And this is a beautiful letter which Sayyid Rasli says that وَهُوَ مِنْ مَحَاسِنُ كِتَابِهِ. This is one of the interesting letters of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll recite another khutbah or letter of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma ajjal labaliyyaka al-faraj wal-afiyata wal-nasr. Allahumma aj'alna min ansarihi wa abanih. Allahumma balligh minna tahiyyatan wa salama. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa ahlah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma.